It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. It's Mark Husson. This is the Mark Husson Astrology Hour, coming to you live on November 27th, 2023, on the full moon in Gemini at 9:01 a.m. Mountain, 8:01 a.m. Pacific, and 11:01 a.m. on the East Coast. How are you? So good to be with you today. Thank you so much for joining me on the full moon. Thank you, Jay. Jay is letting me know that he can hear me. It's so nice to have, you know, we rely on our so many things that we don't even realize that we rely on. So, Jay, thanks for being there. Did a good show today, a great show with Carolyn the hour before me. And so good to be here with you guys. Let's take an invitation here. Let's get you guys over to the chat room. I got to do the same thing. If you're new to the show, or you forgot how to do it, or you already know how to do it and haven't done it yet, get your butt over to 12radio.com. Get in that left-hand column and click. I haven't even done it yet. And click the chat link on the left-hand side. It's like the third word down on that left column on 12radio. And if you do, you will come scroll down and you'll see Mark Husson's Astrology Hour that Jay put up for me. You will see, I'm going to hit refresh. You will see comments, some comments underneath. I'm going to hit them and see what's going on. And I got to tell all my hosts, change it to all comments so you can see everybody, because they sometimes, whatever Facebook thinks of the top comment is. Lynn Goldberg, happy full moon to you. Thank you so much for being here. Truly. Mark, struggle for things to say. Good morning. In my mind, I do struggle for things to say in my mind before I do. And then all of a sudden my mouth is moving and my mind is like, your mouth is moving. Thanks, truly. Good to be here. Bring it. Hi, Tiffany. Happy full moon. I hope you're doing well. I know you recently had a move. We got to hear about that move. How you're doing, how you're hanging in there. I know you've met a few obstacles, but you got that Virgo strength. I know you can do it. Maya, welcome. Karen Erickson. I got some Virgos in the house, don't I? Love it. Got some Scorpios in the house. I got love in the house. Thanks for coming in, you guys. Come join us if you can. If you can't join us, and I hear that from a lot of people, they just can't get in that room. And I understand it's not a can't, it's not a doesn't want to. It's like sometimes it's a don't want to, but you know, if you can't, stay there and listen. Just enjoy it. It's good to have you. We do put the recordings up on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, and on demand at 12radio.com. So it's always nice to have you guys sharing that you've heard it later. It is a full moon. It happened early in the middle of the night, about a little after 1 a.m. here, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful. I don't know. Time, I give up on saying time. I will always say time is just moving too damn fast. I will always say that. I'm not the only one. I know that. And I know you guys are here, tired of hearing it. But it's not, I'm just sort of like, whenever it comes to my mind that time's moving, I have to say that, because I remember 2 weeks ago getting up in the middle of the night. The boys are sleeping in the bed and the room is glowing bright from the moon. Full moon. 4 weeks ago, sorry. And then 4 weeks later, it feels like that was, it feels like 2 weeks ago. And then now I woke up last night and it was like, oh my God. And now it's reflecting on snow, so it's even brighter. And the magic, when I look out my window, I am so grateful for those moments. I can't even tell you. It's not because of what I'm seeing or where I'm seeing it. It's there's things in my life that are at least in this delicate razor blade that we walk on, this skinny ass line that we walk on. Things are in order in that moment. Okay, there's no dog sick at the vet, knock wood. They're, you know, everybody's where they're supposed to be. And I'm like, okay, thank you. I mean, thank you. So I hope you find moments like that in your life. I wanted to talk to you, ironically, today about depression. It's the season for it. But I think it'd be so fun to understand it a little deeper. And I've been doing some reading and digging in a little deeper on what it is and what it is we're fighting. Because we see depression as this thing that I have it like a cold we caught. And I know for some of you, it's not like a cold you caught. For some of you, it's a dark envelopment that no matter what happens, it can't change. No amount of money, you can't win the lottery and change that mood. No falling in love, no meeting somebody, no somebody saying nice to you, no everything in order. It's just this blank page. And it's kind of scary. And I thought it would look a little bit about, you know, as we're coming into the holidays, that's a big theme for a lot of you. And we're not going to be here for 2 weeks, by the way. A couple of announcements about that, but I'll get into that in a minute. This depression thing, this thing about it's dark in here, it's common among Scorpio Capricorn, wherever your Scorpio Capricorn mix is. Like what house rules Scorpio for you? If you have Pluto next to a planet, if you have Pluto opposing a planet, that's all the Scorpio stuff. If you have Pluto, you know, with the sun, if you're a Scorpio, if you're moon in Scorpio, Scorpio rising, Pluto next to Venus, Pluto Saturn conjunction. Pluto's a powerful little thing. And if you have Saturn, and we all know Saturn, we've learned to be afraid of Saturn. If we have Saturn sitting there in Capricorn, ruling Capricorn, right? If you have Saturn next to your sun, Saturn next to your moon, Saturn next to your Venus, Saturn strong in your chart, you understand this place. And these people, the Scorpios and the Capricorns, are the ones who own the depression. Like, in other words, they're the problem. But there's two other big players in the depression world. Surprisingly, maybe not so surprisingly, Sagittarius and Gemini. What? Yep, they're the opposite factors of depression. And here's the interesting thing. Those are two very strong mutable signs. Those are two signs. Those are the two of the four mutable signs that have a dualism in them. Virgo's the other one. Pisces is the other one. And those mutables play with reality in a way that is very, very, very slippery. It's not slippery in an evil way. It's slippery for them because they move in and out. It's a dualism. It's not always a fight inside either. Dualism means if you have something good here, there must be something bad there and vice versa. Our dualistic reality, we all know about it. I talked about it yesterday with a friend. Dualism is basically a shadow is always cast. If something good happens, we expect the floor to drop or the ceiling to fall or whatever the metaphor might be. Dualism is, if there's a right, there's a wrong. If there's a yes, there's a no. If there's light, there's dark. There's always an opposite. There's always a different scenario. And we're in a dualistic world. If there's peace over here, there's war over here. For the zero sum game thing where somebody wins, somebody has to lose. And depression plays that game with us. Sagittarius and Gemini both know very well depression. They do. They just get depressed for different reasons than Scorpio Capricorn, and it's a different kind of projection. So, for example, if you've got a lot of Jupiter energy in you, if you're a Sun Jupiter, or Jupiter on the ascendant, and Moon Jupiter, if you're a Sagittarian, if you have a Sag Moon, anything that connects you to that mutability of Sag of Jupiter, there's a part of you that does see the hope in the world, that sees there's always a brighter day. And for you, depression can occur when the gap between that brighter day and your reality is wide. And the width between the gap of what you're holding to be true and what you're really seeing is true, the distance between those two is your depression. And sometimes you step into that. Sometimes the gap is so big you can't deal. In other words, you don't deserve this. How many of you us have said that? I've said it. I do not deserve to be treated this way. No, I don't say that. I actually say I deserve that. I lean on the Scorpio end of things. Gemini, similar, because to the degree that you have pushed away that feeling of, okay, to the degree that you have distracted yourself enough with conversation, with reading, with books, with light up, with fantasies, with ideologies, whatever, to the degree that those fail you, that's your depression. When talking about it doesn't lighten you up anymore. I just talked to a Gemini yesterday. Can't pull out of it. And I wasn't worried at all. Wasn't worried at all. Because they will. If they're willing to ride that moment through. And I think that's kind of like the common theme here. Now, the reason I think it's important to look at this as a growth thing is if there is a gap between what you constantly feed yourself and what is really happening, then that gap gets big, and that bigness is the river you have to cross to find some peace. Religions do this all the time. Religions find the devil out here, right? And if you're part of this church, you can't be wrong, because God's on your side. I mean, we actually pray for our teams to win. We actually, it just gets bleak if you look at it a little too long. So our mission isn't to stay away from this awful darkness. The mission is to muster the strength to get through the gap, to bridge that gap, to build that bridge, to walk across that gap. It's important. I know we're a country of prescription drugs. I know we're a country of take a pill, it'll go away. I get it. Don't judge it. I see it all the time. I see our addictions. I see we're all addicted to something, whether it's to be addicted to not being addicted or to be addicted, whatever it is, the thing that you have to count before you do this, the thing you have to put, the way you get dressed in the mornings, the way, and it's like, I don't want to do a ritual, that you could be addicted to that. So labeling it is futile. Finding your way, finding some peace, finding some acceptance in the moment, that's crucial. You always hear me talk about the observer. You always hear me talk about pay attention to the observer, like just at least look at what you're doing, right? But the shadow is a tough thing to see. And it just takes a little memory, a little moment to see that what you're judging somebody else as doing, you're probably casting a little bit of projection onto them, if not a lot. And it's okay. It's okay, because that's what people are for. People are the projector screens that we have to shine something on. The person that you're madly in love with, the person that takes you off your feet, do you understand? Sweeps you off your feet. I know, I hurt me. Like, do you understand that when they fail you, the disappointment goes all the way back down to your first parental love? When the realization that this person loves as a human loves, which is sometimes partial, sometimes incomplete, sometimes as a human, that it's so disappointing. And yet we blame ourselves. If you're Scorpio Capricorn, or you blame them if you're a Sag Gemini, or you do both. But it's just about that little disappointment gap, the gap between what you think you are and what you think it is out here, the gap of disparity, the difference between those two realities is the depression. And that's what we sink back into when we're finally hit with, oh my God, out here is not happening the way I thought it would. This person doesn't love me the way I thought they could. They're not making my pain disappear. And it's painful. How we deal with that? Well, typically, like I said, Gemini, Capricorn, Gemini, Sag will blame. something out here. Might even blame their environment or their raising or their upbringing or whatever. And the Scorpio Capricorn blames themselves as not being good enough. And it's in those illogical conclusions, not the willingness to cross the gap of disparity, but of the disparity, meaning the distance between what really is out here and what you're feeling in here should have been out here. And when we make a conclusion other than it's just the disparity between what I thought and what is, when we say it was me, everything's us, so it's kind of redundant. But when you say it was me, it's my lack that couldn't bring them to love me enough. It was my blah that couldn't bring. It was them. It was and if you're the Gemini Sag, or the more fiery type, you'd be like, it's them. You know, they just weren't good enough for me. I just deserve better. All the judgments that we lay on there, right or wrong, don't bring us any closer to becoming the individualized whole person we want to be. Because we won't cross that gap. Every full moon brings us the opportunity to have that healing occur. And it's not a healing. It's not this aha moment. It's one more step into the disparity. Is that the right word? The disparity, the difference between the reality that we see and who we are. It's one step into that abyss that we need to take to bring us closer to the individuation. It is the end of every grieving cycle. Every person who grieves a loss, every person who grieves a loss walks that disparity, walks that distance, walks the cavern. And on the other side of it, there's healing. There's completeness. I'm not saying the grief goes away. Grief is jagged, right? I was doing ancestry yesterday. And I realized I was like, I'll do the 2-week free trial because all they do is just pump you with do this membership. You'll get so much more. And, you know, which I think is just whatever. They have to do their business model. I don't care. But anyway, I was looking at my grandmother and I was like, God, her, in Arabic, it's Siti. We call them Sittis. And it was Siti Hanni. And I always thought Honey. Well, I looked and her actual name was Hunnie. Anna, Hunnie. I never knew that. Nobody ever fucking took the time in my family of 8 self-absorbed narcissists, aunts and uncles, to talk about their mother, their heritage. Crazy. Oh, my God, crazy. But I was feeling it yesterday. I was watching Lessons in Chemistry. It has some beautiful moments, you know, poignant moments that, you know, are deliberate, but they are like, oh my God, make you think. And my friend called during that and I was already crying it was very end. And I'm like, I'm watching this, so cute. And it just, you know, your heart opens and you sort of feel the history and the magic and what people go through. And there's something about it, right? There's also this, and I knew the full moon energy was going to be active. I knew I'd be talking to you guys. I was so excited to join you. I'm going to take a look in the chat room here in a minute. But a couple things came to me yesterday. The act of curiosity, the being curious, and I was so obsessed with it yesterday. I got this smart thermos, and I was telling John, it's not forced air. Best radiator you can get, the gravity, it's like, you know, a boiler, right? And it just heats the pipes. It heats the water in the pipes and the room just warms. It's the most lovely heat. I don't want to go into any details. It's just silly, but I wanted a smart thermostat for it, but because it's a boiler, it's hard to find them because they need to have fans. So I'm like, I'm going to look into this and my curiosity started developing. I was getting curious and I was so grateful for being curious. I'm not kidding. I see so many lazy minds. I see so many people who don't have that little energy to get up there and go, what is this thing? And so I call the company and I go, can I work this? Will it work for me? And he said, take a picture of your wires. I did. And he said, yeah, that'll work. I get it. There's 3 wires I have to connect to put the green one in C. And I did. And it says, look for the high and the welcome, and nothing came up. I'm like, God, I don't have it in me. I don't have it in me. So I pack it back up and I write Amazon and get the freaking, you know, barcode, whatever. Get it all packaged. John does the beautiful job for me. I'm just like, he's so meticulous. Mars and Virgo, we were laughing yesterday because I'm Mars and Pisces. He's Mars and Virgo. And I make a mess. I made bread yesterday, of course. And he's cleaning, but he's doing that Mars and Virgo kind of bitching about it. And we fell over laughing because I was like, ooh, ah, the sounds of Mars and Virgo, so beautiful. And he was like, yeah, well, the look of Mars and Pisces is so beautiful when he's looking at my mess. It was a great moment. Anyway, I am watching Lessons in Chemistry, and she was putting at one moment on her show, television show, she has a cooking show, and she put cinnamon in her chili, and she says, always put cinnamon. I'd never put cinnamon in chili before. And she talks like a robot, part of her character. She goes, but always experiment with life. And I was sitting there thinking about my little smart thermostat that wouldn't turn on. And I was like, wait a minute. Just go look. Just go look at the wiring. You don't have to be afraid of it. Just go look. You can be afraid of it. Be cautious. Because I went and looked at the wiring. And this little green wire that had to be in the C thing, I go down there and look. And there's a green wire wrapped around every zone. And there's four zones, and there was a green wire wrapped but not connected in every zone. And I unwrapped it. I cut a little of the green off, and I put it in the hole. And the thing blew. It worked. It worked. I was like, I could just tell. And I told John, I said, I'm having a hard time not being proud. It was silly. I mean, I would have paid a technician to come. They would have made it sound like it was a huge ordeal. They would have probably charged me $250, and they would have unwrapped the green wire and put it in the hole. And I did it. And so I was grateful for the curiosity. And I was thinking about where I respect it in people, where I respect natural curiosity, where I respect a willingness to get out of comfort just for a second to achieve something different. Just a minute, and how much I appreciate that. Now, let me go appreciate you. Okay, I just hit refresh. I'm coming, you guys, and remember, change comments to all comments. I hope my staff knows about this. There's a little comments, and it says top comments. You change it to all. And what you see, Karen is saying Pluto conjunct Sun in the fourth. Pluto conjunct, okay. Moon in the sixth, Gemini in the 12th. I joke that sometimes my head is not a safe place. Good discussion. Thank you. Yes, it's good to look at because you probably have components of both, Karen. You're very smart. You're Mercury ruled. I want to get into that a little bit too. The mercurial part of us is also, it takes us back to Hermes or Arame, if you're a French expensive store, Aramis. Hermes was like the trickster, but brilliant. And he carried the duality inside of him instead of projecting one and the other, like having a twin, right? That kind of thing. So we'll get into those. Raven McKinnon's in the house. Hi, Raven. Thanks for all your hard work at 1-2 Radio, host of Raven's Rabbit Hole. She just talked a great conversation with my friend Keith on the Kabbalah. Brilliant conversation. Raven, you're so smart. Thanks for being here. Tara, thank you for being here. Tara, my first dog was Tara. And I'm talking when I was in the second grade. No offense to you, but I see that name and I get a heart open. So it's a compliment, really, but I'll probably say your name wrong. Suzanne, great to hear you live as I decorate my holiday tree. Woohoo! Yes, you know, I'm decorating the outside trees. I'm buying solar LED lights really cheap and just putting six, like wrapping trees outside with them. And so when it snows, there's no light. Whatever. It wasn't the smartest thing I've ever done. But it is working today. It's sunny. Happy full moon to you, Renee. Thank you. Laura, thanks for being here. Lioness, welcome. Terry, greetings, everyone. I feel like the past weekend signaled a lot of shifts occurring. Changes are afoot. might be just my personal chart, but I suspect there's something generally up. There is, and thank you for bringing it up. We are looking at Mars and the Sun coming together. Mars went into Sag for the first hostage freedom thing, though. I thought that was pretty amazing. Hi, Lori Love. Thanks for being here. Lori's the show after Christina LaFrance, which is after mine. So Christina LaFrance, then Lori. Jackie Walsh, good morning. It's a marvelous Monday morning with all of you. Time moves faster as you get older. You won't believe how fast goes 10 years from now. I know. Somebody told me once, I said, look at that picture of me. I look so old. And somebody said, wait till you look at that picture and say, look, I didn't believe I was ever that young. God. Okay. That was a depressing moment. So, Michelle, thanks for being here. Capricorn Sun, Scorpio Moon for Lori certainly had my moments. Yep, Lori, that's both of them, where we blame ourselves often. And Capricorns can hold depression so deeply in. Like, they can deal with it till they basically explode. And so they're not afraid of depression. It's just the vantage point where they're willing to look more realistically at it. Is it them? Is it this? Where a Sag might say, it's always that. I shouldn't be here. Not always. I know Sages. I know. I give you a tough time. Good morning, Alicia. Washing away Saturn. Regardless, happy to be here with the fabulous tribe. Oh, good morning, all washing away Saturn. Thank you for addressing depression, watching and loving a Gemini adult child who is working through her current depressive state. Thanks, Charlene. Good luck. They'll come through. Geraldine, how about Jupiter and Gemini opposite Mars and Sag? Woohoo! Square Pisces, Mercury. I always blame Pisces when I'm depressed. Never thought of the moon and the Jupiter. It makes sense now. Thank you. Buddy you. You, buddy you. Good morning, Tiffany. Thank you, Mark. Positive side, loving Oregon and the four seasons. Negative side, I haven't been hired yet. I'm definitely financially stressed. Tiff, post what you're looking for. These connections are amazing. This is a magical day to do it. What are you looking for? What kind of job? Don't let your Mercury get out of hand. You know, you're in Oregon for a reason. You got to let the astrocartography settle in a little bit, but I'm rooting for you. And I'd like you to tell us what you're looking for so I can announce it and we can see if there's anybody out there that might be able to give us a lead if you need it, if you need that. Jennifer Lakshmi's in the house. Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for being here. I know Freya's with you. Jennifer is a reader over at 12listen.com, as many of these shout outs have been. I'll announce them as we go, but we are having a big new moon sale today, full moon sale today. Powerful discussion, Mark. I think moments of depression are like writer's block, needing cognitive and emotional steps of realizing it and working through it quickly so you can rise up and move on, or else. That's good, Denise. I love it. I do take thing about like quickly. Is it's like we want to not think of it so much as something to get rid of. It's such an important arrow. It's such an important pointer to where the hole is in us. And if we don't want to see the hole, if we don't want to feel the hole, I get all that. But if we're willing to, the more educated we are, the more, okay, this is life from down here. The quicker we get a chance to sort of bring some healing to what we think the absence is, or why the absence is there, or how we feel deprived of love so much. And I do think much of it is a deprivation, feeling of deprivation, of something being taken from us, depending on, and all the signs do is point to, do you think it was your fault or their fault? It doesn't matter what the answer is. It's where we orient. So it's hard to be a Sag Gemini because we're typically going, that's their fault. I deserve so much. Like that feeling of I want this so much. But I'm not getting it. It must be, and they could easily go, it must be something I did. It all depends on the planetary aspects. You can actually mark this. It's pretty amazing to see. But depression is something that sort of like grief, you want to embrace and sort of see, have that observer on to say, this is just the reality in this moment. And it's no more valid than any other feeling or emotion that we're carrying. It's just a feeling. We experience it, but it might be a pointer to a moment in our life, a feeling where we see that we have been blaming ourselves our whole life for something. Very important to play with. And thank you for your comment, Denise. Geraldine, Moon in Gemini here, very curious, and I'm so grateful for it also. Yes, absolutely. I love that we're curious. I love that curiosity. I think it's an important thing. Like when you're sitting down, like I didn't want to go look those wires up. I didn't want to go down and look at more wires. I didn't want to, it was like enough on my mind kind of thing. And I had to. Like, and I'm not saying if you didn't have to, if you're like, no, let somebody else do that. At least you're saying, you know, I'm on it. I want somebody else to curiously fix this, not just send it back and live with, you know, your things that you're not happy with, I guess. I mean, I want you all to figure that one out for you. I don't want to sound judgy on curiosity, but I do love that I'm curious. Julie Miller, thank you so much for being here. Yesterday was one of the most painful and depressing days I've had in years because of love. Gave it up and went to bed much better today. Oh, good, truly. Love is weird, and the moods around it. You got to remember, we're like pumping hormones all the time. Dopamine, whatever, you know, cortisol. But we want to honor the fact that it's passing. Okay, this is my body. I'm just an organic thing doing what it does. Lessons in chemistry. Funny how that movie. This is okay. And then it was like, oh, okay. I'm glad it's short, but I got through it. And whatever. Because I worry about things being too unreal. Like, that's not real. That's just so staged. That's so phony. I've seen this a million times. But it's nice when something makes you think. Okay. Sorry, you guys, I want to get back to my chart. I want to get back to today's chart to talk a little bit about what I think some of the movement is. Feelings go away if you just feel them. Crying is so cathartic. Cleans up your world. Yes. So good for reminding me, Karen. Feelings want you to feel them. Thoughts want you to think them. Neither requires action on your part. So it's a negative ion and a positive ion. They come together, zero. You have a thought, you think it, zero. You have a feeling, you feel it, zero. Now, emotion is a reaction to a feeling. So if you're emoting, crying is a good way to release. There's no question about it. But crying is an emotion. It's a reaction to a feeling. Simply having the feeling, being in the space of having the feeling, and you might shop instead of cry. But whatever reaction you have, you is the reaction. But the actual experience of the feeling, most of us have a hard time actually getting to that point of actually just having the experience of the feeling. Think about it. See what you all think. Okay. Mark, Sag with Gemini Moon. It can be challenging. I have Sag rising, Scorpio Moon. Yes. Wow, Carrie. You've got it all, girl. Yes. It can be challenging. And I think rather than figuring out your chart, let an astrologer do that, right? But I think as living people, as people who live and we go through these things, one, you have to have the goal. Like instead of the rule, what am I supposed to do here? Do I feel this feeling? Do I cross that gap that Mark was talking about? Am I looking at my deprived childhood? Am I blaming them? Am I blaming myself? I get it. It's chaos in there because the same crazy mind that made the chaos, you're using to solve it. Get in your bellies. We get in our bellies. Take a breath and watch yourself. Just look at it from above. What do I look like right now? And you can laugh. It's fine. I do all the time. I'm walking around like a crazy guy. I'm like, oh my God, why did I do that? I wonder if that person heard that correctly. I wonder. And then you just keep breathing. It's like the be here now moment, except I don't want to use any of the current terms, but it is the most you can be present in that moment and remember something. You're in this. You're not of this. We're just watching it. Let's just watch it. There's no right way to be. If you're blaming somebody else, keep blaming them. That's okay. You can't see what the problem is if you're not going to do it. We have a game we play. Whoever visited me last is going to get the blame for everything John can't find when he's blaming me. It's fun. It's fun. I don't care if the last person to come was the mail delivery person. In our case, the mailman. And so, and we know him, we love him. His name is Jeff. And it was like, Jeff just delivered the mail on the porch. So he probably snuck in and moved the coffee maker. I don't know. I wasn't here watching him. So you can have fun with it. And you know what it's nice to do? Forget every once in a while. You know how I said curiosity is a good thing and fun? Well, forget every once in a while too. Just forget. Forget why you're mad at that person. Forget why you think you love that person. Forget why you're mad at yourself. Forget why you think you're all that. As much as possible, it's okay. Because what we're trying to do is get to the, this is just stuff out here. You conquering depression, what's it do for you? Literally conquering it. Oh yeah, it makes you feel better. Isn't that the point? Let's make the goal of being here, because we don't, all we're going to do is fill it with a bunch of beliefs and projections, right? And making people around us miserable when we're miserable, isn't that a little bit, can't we take a little responsibility? Like if you're not feeling good and you complain, like when I'm in a bad mood, just complaining about it to John, what's that do? You know, what's that do? So you work. So my point, bring it back. The whole point is just that we experience some peace of mind, some reprieve. It's a dualistic world. There's things being murdered on every freaking level here. So you can take all your righteous, all your decisions, all your beliefs, all the things you think are true, all the things you think are lies, and put them on pause for a sec. The goal, in my personal opinion, is to make as many happy moments as you can. Not happy, happy, joy, joy moments, but like without condemnation, without things that are raising your blood pressure, without the silly worries. How many of you are worried about the gifts? And take a minute. We don't get these very often, and we need to get more of them. You got hit hard with a love relationship. You got hit hard. Okay, take a minute. It's okay. You can cry. You can do whatever you need to do. But mostly, keep hearing that voice that calls you back to center. There is, in my belief system, a mechanism built within us that will not turn off, that calls us back to center, calls us back to peace. In my worst moments, this thing looked like a rock to me. Step on it. Stand on it. Grab onto it. It's talking to you nonstop, maybe in your dreams, maybe in events that are happening out here. Everything can be a symbol for you of how your subconscious mind is reaching out to you to give you a little reprieve, a little hint. All right, I'm going to look at today's chart. I'm going to hit refresh. We'll see if we can get Tiffany to see what she needs. And maybe if you guys know anyone or can recommend anything, and don't bug her with silly, like hamburger job. If you know something in her field, reach out to her. Let me see if she's, and Tiffany, no pressure. If you don't want to do that, I get it. Or if you can't do that, whatever. Okay, I'm looking. All right. You can always come post it anytime you want. I got to change this to all comments again. See, because it would have been a miss. Okay. Hi, Pamela. Welcome. I'm glad to see your face. Okay. Hold on, you guys. We had a friend visiting. This is Lynn. See, I didn't change top comments, and so it looked like nobody was posting, whatever. We had a friend visiting this weekend, and as we conversed, I saw myself asking her a question, saying, I'm just so curious to know that. Oh. Lynn, it is called being interested, not being interesting. Being interested. Beautiful, beautiful thing to be. Hi, Claudia. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks for being here. Hi, Mark. My husband, Sag with Sag Moon. It can be challenging. I have Sag Rising, Scorpio Moon. Oh, that's good. Thanks, Carrie. I think I misread that earlier. Yes. And you got to let them have, like, you, what it teaches you, don't be attached to any place they are. Like, when they're in that good mood and they're, like, sort of playing with you and they're feeling, like, ooh, sexy and cute, love that, but don't expect it to be there tomorrow. And when it is, you're kind of surprised. And then they go, you're so moody. I've been around so many Gemini Sagittarius that do this. They think it's me, and I am a Cancer. Like, let's face it, there's moods. But it's hilarious that they can't see their own up and down, because some of my mood is based on the fact that your ass was rejecting me today and was all sweet yesterday, right? Okay. Finally got my laptop to work. Hello. Hi, Gwen. The last update. Is Mercury retrograde? That was the goal, just to be here. Gwen, that's so kind. I know I was looking for Mercury retrograde too, because I needed something to blame. But I guess I don't really need something to blame. I have a million things to blame. Alishea, Sun, Pisces. Okay, Sun, Pisces, Moon, and Ascendant in Gemini. Mars in Scorpio. Commas are so important here. Mercury in Pisces, depressed much. That's why I use so much water. So you're a Sun in Pisces, a Moon in Gemini, Mars in Scorpio, Mercury in Pisces. Yeah, the good thing about Pisces is you can swim in it a little bit, you know, Alishea, and you can eventually know that, okay, this is it, and now I'm just going to be here for a while, play good music, get even deeper into it, and then boom, the Gemini moon can just bring you right out. It's kind of fun, and I shouldn't say it's kind of fun for you all the time, but it is fascinating that we have that. Tiffany said, I'm a remote office assistant in simplest of terms since 2005. A remote. Okay. So you're like human AI. You guys, Tiffany's a remote office assistant, Virgo. Can you imagine Tiffany's efficiency? If you know people, if you can give her a tip, if you have any ideas that you think somebody that you can refer her to, or a company or an organization, let's help her get started. I know she's great at what she does. She's been helping with 1-2 Radio issues whenever they've been going on forever. And you got honesty, you got integrity, and you got someone who wants to be good for you. So there's Tiffany Romney. You let us know, Tiff. Full moon, girl. It's a Mercury-ruled planet. The planets are doing some fun things. We're going to look and see also what they're doing right now so I can get you guys off to a good start of the week. But, Tiff, you got this. You got this. I'm so glad. Thank you for posting. Let us know what you do. And, Tiff, stay up on this. Like when you're, rather than blaming yourself and going through all the things that you need to do, don't have a fire sale. Just stay present as much as possible. Bring good energy out as much as possible. And don't fret. I know that it gets scary. This is where you just say, okay, I need help. Put it out there. And then take each moment. Make it as much hope and joy as you can. I hate to sound trivial about that, but I think nothing's more important than that for us. Okay, the hostages I told you were released under that Mars going into Sag. That was exciting. Freedom, like freedom. Now we're seeing Mars involved here with this full moon. It's 2 degrees away from where the full moon is. So we have 2 days. Mars is going to hit this full moon point. Wherever Sag is in your chart, I want you to try to remember this. Wherever the 4-degree point is in your chart, try to remember where this full moon is, because Mars is going to hit it. These are the important ones. It's not necessarily the day of the full moon. It's when the following planets come and strike that point. And this is fresh. So I think in a couple of days, we're going to see something in our lives, see some hope, see some things that can come through. We also have Chiron is in the sky in fire right now. It's in Aries. Now, the reason I'm pointing that out is because these fiery planets, as they trine that Chiron, I think we're going to be hearing some good news. I think we're going to be hearing some healing news. And I particularly want you all to pay attention to Mars, because that's a big coming up thing. That's only 2 days away. Most of you are feeling it. A lot of you are talking about anger. A lot of you are talking about hurt. A lot of you are talking about a hope. They're not much different from their own experiences. They all generate a certain kind of adrenaline, okay? It can be a certain kind of dopamine. So pay attention. Let's see if we can get some movement on that. We are also going to see some direct, let me see. I think, you know, I want to get to Mark's Power Peak. Password was full moon, one word today. Links were weird this week. I apologize for that. We'll explain that later. But we got them fixed. You guys were patient with me. I only got like 40 letters on it. It was great, but I wouldn't have known if you didn't write. Okay, so looking real quick, we have the Cancer moon comes in on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So we're going to have strong Cancerian energy. Oh, it must be awful for you guys. Just awful. Just teasing. Mercury goes into Capricorn. That's what I wanted to talk to you about Friday, and that's why I'm bringing up depression. Mercury in Capricorn. You Capricorns will be fine. You guys will typically know how to work with this. If you have Mercury in Sag, and then which is where it is now, and then it enters Capricorn, things can look a little stark. Please remember this. Realism isn't anti-hope. Just look at things without like the promise of anything. If that's what happens to you, like all of a sudden you're like, wow, that wasn't very exciting and I thought it would be. So that's kind of exciting right there, because something happened that you didn't expect. It's just for the first day. It's just for Friday. We'll get used to it. I love Mercury in Capricorn. Here's why. It's also very curious. It's also no BS. You won't be doing a lot of, it'll be hard to strike superficial conversations under Mercury in Capricorn. If you have a Mercury in Capricorn, know a Mercury in Capricorn. I can promise you, they don't like talking about the weather. So we're going through up until Sunday that we'll have a Leo moon. So these are the fun moons. This is the spring and the summer of the moon cycle. Okay, so we have Gemini today. We're going to get into Cancer for the next 2 days. And remember, under Cancer, when the moon's in Cancer, the creativity, the aspect you get to have here, not only the desire to help and nurture and be for, it's also and that applies to yourself, it's also creativity. It's tapping into that imaginary world as in a cardinal energy. So wherever your Cancer is, see what's happening there for you, wherever. I know it sounds so weird, that word. See where the sign of Cancer lies in your chart and see if that doesn't get activated for a sense of community, a sense of wanting to take care of. What is it that you want to take care of? What is it that you want to nurture from yourself? Good time for creative projects too. Okay. I think those were the big aspects of the week. It's pretty benign. I mean, there's some good things. I mean, we can use this energy. Mars just got out of Scorpio. And that means that some of this newness, this new energy should be more hopeful for us. If you're having friends, if you're having relational issues, if things are sort of feeling weird in the company of others or through a relationship, this is the one cycle where you are being given this window, this rare window to look at your heart, to look at where you, like, bring it home from a psychological perspective. Where was I hurt here before? Not what did I do wrong? Not what did they do wrong? Where was I hurt here before? Why is this feeling familiar? Powerful stuff, you guys. And sometimes you want to look at that stuff when the moon is in one of the more optimistic signs. Now, Mercury in Capricorn is another time to look into it, because you're not going to be bugged or moved as long as you don't make conclusions about it against yourself, which is the big thing. Don't act like you know. Have an experience. Later, you can look at the depth of it or why or where it came from, but have the experience now. Do the analysis, really, never or later. Okay. Yeah, Pamela says, I'm interested in too many things. Curiosity, I'll never judge. I think it's a fabulous thing to have. Tiff, you're welcome. You're so welcome. Good luck. I hope you'll let us know what unfolds for you and if you had a breakthrough, okay? Let me view all these. Okay, I hate Facebook for this top comments thing. I do. All right. Jackie, I love the astral conversations. My Mars and Virgo seizure, Mars and Pisces. My Mars and Scorpio loves both of you deeply. That's so sweet. That is so sweet. You know, it is fun. John and I have almost opposite charts. He has basically no water. The only water he has is Uranus and Cancer. I have a little air. I have Venus in Gemini and Neptune in Libra, and that's about it. But he's all at the bottom of the chart. I'm all at the top of the chart. And he does get into that Mars and Virgo thing. He has Mars and Venus in Virgo, and he gets into that thing where it's like he can clean like nobody's business, and it's like it's crazy. And my Mars in Pisces thinks it's clean. Or I see where everything is, and I know that my glasses happen to be pressed under a book on the shelf where glasses shouldn't exist or should never go, but I know they're there. And so I keep seeing them there, and I keep seeing them there, and I keep seeing them there, and they're reality. And it's like, oh my God, when it comes time to now my Jupiter and Virgo's kicked in. Right. And it's like, what the hell are these doing here? And then I clean and I organize, and then I can't find anything. It's horrifying. It's a terrible existence. Luckily, I don't have a crazy mom getting up every Saturday screaming at the top of her lungs about it. I just have John, who silently muffles what an idiot he must live with. And he doesn't really do that. Not out loud anyway. Okay, let's... I think we're just about time. I want to give announcements just real quick. We're going to big sale today. We had a giant sale. So I hope you guys had a beautiful Thanksgiving, by the way. We had a giant sale Thanksgiving and Black Friday. Why is Cyber Monday so close to Black Friday? It's all manipulation. The prices don't change. Well, I have to say there was one computer that was only going to be on sale today, which was the way you're supposed to do it. That was at Costco. but I mean, just enjoy the game. I mean, enjoy the game. Retail sales are record breaking for the world. It sounds like stock market's going to be okay. The economy's going to live another season. Judge it. Don't judge it. Have fun with it. Don't have fun with it. I don't care. I'm definitely intrigued by all the marketing. I really am. Now there's going to be Travel Tuesday. We're all discounts on traveling. But so we have Friday and then Monday and then Tuesday. You'd think they'd space it out just a little, but I guess you got to come in early. How long have we been seeing Black Friday sales theoretically happening the week before Thanksgiving? And then I don't know, do they really change? I mean, to me, there's two different theories. I talked to a friend yesterday about this. One, go on and buy it from Amazon. And if they go on sale on Friday, call and get the refund difference or send it back. And then, or wait, like smart patient people do. Okay. Big sale today. We'll have a sale probably Wednesday. Big shout out to you guys. Happy full moon. Share it, cherish it, talk about it, be connected to people. That's what the Gemini full moon wants you to do. See the good in you, see the bad in you, see the neutrality. Okay, just have fun, whatever it is you do. I hope you guys stay safe. We're taking a break, not until December 23rd. So we've got some radio time. We'll be with you until then anyway. And always, never do we sign off at 12listen.com. So please come and see us over there if you need any support at all. Be kind, mostly to yourself, and then extend that out if you can. And then I want you to know I'm here for you. Christina LaFrance is coming up next, followed by Lori Love. please stay well. I know I'm forgetting something. That's why I'm sort of stalling, but I guess I'm just going to let it go. Love you guys. Thank you.